بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are in the 24th part that we completed today. One ayat from there that was recited today. Some of the people came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him that we want to accept Islam. No doubt Islam is a very great religion, but we have committed sins of that kind, sins, all kinds of sins that we'll think of, the worst sins you can think of. And how is it possible that we can enter Islam and commit that kind of sins? In other words, they don't accept Islam, but they have this problem that they have committed so much of sins. It's a very big lesson for us that we must not feel that we committed sins, there's no way the door is open for us. The door of Allah is open all the time. So when they ask Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this question, that we have committed this sin and that sin, all kind of sins, the major sins you can talk about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down this ayat, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, that oh bandhas, do not despair, do not lose hope. In other words, no matter what sin you have committed, you must still enter into Islam. You must not feel that there's no door open for you. All the doors are open for you. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Muslim must never at any time despair or lose hope in Allah. Now this message was given to the non-Muslims because they were to enter, come into Islam. So if it's given to non-Muslims, then a Muslim, how much of them must not despair? He must always have hopes in Allah Ta'ala that no matter what sin I've committed, the moment you make tawbah, Allah has accepted it. Do not lose hope. Many people lose hope. Say, how can Allah forgive me? Na'udhu Billah. Oh, you know, I've committed this sin and that sin. In no way Allah will forgive me. I'm not talk like that. But you must have that hope that Allah will forgive. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah says, we have committed, we forgive all sins. We forgive all sins once you enter Islam. So how important it is that a person, no matter how much, he must not lose hope. He must always have hope that Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. Yes, he must make tawbah. Must make tawbah. Once you make tawbah, day after the doors are open for you. Do not delay in making tawbah. And remember one thing, once after, the only to have hopes is when a time you got life in you. As long as you got life in you, you got hopes in you. But the moment life goes, then no matter how much you can think, I wish I can go back to the world and do good deeds, it not help to. You can think, no, I should be doing this, I'll be doing that, it not help at all. As long as you've got life in you, you must have hopes in you and you must try to put yourself right. And that way you find the doors are open. That was one point. Another side of the ayah that was recited there, the horn will be blown when all the people who pass away. Whoever Allah wants to give them a life, they give them a life. The second time when the horn will blow, then all the people will wake up from the grave. And the moment they wake up from the grave, the day of reckoning starts. And then you must know when the kuffar, Allah Ta'ala will take them and put them to Jahannam. There is no question of asking for reckoning any for them, because they were not the friends of Allah. They not got iman on them. Because they were told not to, as I mentioned before, this ayah was told to them. They were given the message that you must come to Islam. They did not accept Islam. They did not accept the law of Allah. They went against the teacher of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was the outcome that then Allah Ta'ala would go to Jahannam. But for the mu'min, Allah Ta'ala would take and tell them, now you can do God taqwa, now you can go to Jannat. And the Jannat doors will be open for them. Will be open for them. For the kuffar, the Jahannam door will not be open. When they come to the door of Jahannam, they will be asked, didn't you with Allah reminded of the message? They will say, yes, we are reminded. But did not follow the message, now the punishment is there for them. But for a moment when he goes to the door of Jannat, that those are open for him and welcoming him, Khuda kare we must be for those people. The most important thing that we must learn to do those things which Allah loves to do. Must keep away from sins. Keep away from sins. As far as possible, keep away from all sins. And how we must keep Allah happy? Every way. You say, guna se nafrat karna. You know, you must have hate for sins and longing for being good deeds. So doors of Jannah to be open for that person, then all you come to know how I can get to. May dua Allah ta'ala is for amal bin tawfiq nasib. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa aqimatul muttaqin wa salatu wa salam. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة الفوز بالجنة والنجاة منها. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. صلى الله تعالى على قلوب سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.